Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the podcast service of the First Universalist Unitarian Church of Wausau. My name is Brian Mason, and I'm delighted you joined us for worship this morning or later in the week. Today is Sunday, June 21st, and this is the last service in our 2019-2020 church year. Before we turn it over to the Worship and Music Committee, as we usually do for our summer service series, that proves to be and promises to be a wonderful series of services. So be sure to tune in and see what the Worship and Music Committee have in store. But this morning, I am blessed to be joined by the UU Wausau staff, Donica, Margaret, and Julie. I'd like to invite everybody into a time of worship now. If you'd like, you can follow along at home and join me in reciting our congregation's chalice lighting. The words are in the order of service. We light this chalice for the light of truth and the warmth of love and the fire of commitment. We light this symbol of our faith as we gather together. You're welcome to join us in singing our opening hymn, which is For the Earth Forever Turning.
Today is titled, A Child is Something Else Again. It was written by Yuda Amahai and translated by Chana Black. A child is something else again. Wakes up in the afternoon, and in an instant, he's full of words. In an instant, he's humming. In an instant, warm. Instant light. Instant darkness. A child is Job. They've already placed their bets on him, but he doesn't know it. He scratches his body for pleasure. Nothing hurts yet. They're training him to be a polite Job, to say thank you when the Lord has given, to say you're welcome when the Lord has taken away. A child is vengeance. A child is a missile into the coming generations. I launched him. I'm still trembling. A child is something else again, on a rainy spring day, glimpsing the Garden of Eden through the fence, kissing him in his sleep, hearing footsteps in the wet pine needles. A child delivers you from death. Child, garden, rain, fate.
Being Father's Day, I suppose it is fitting to say a thing or two about fatherhood. For me, fatherhood is a lot of things. It's the child of mine, of course. It's also evident in the calendar of events I keep. It's the reason why I save money I'd rather spend. It's the memories of my father and stepfather's endless work days and their dedication to fixing and forgiving broken things. But really, fatherhood is about love. There's more than one kind of love. Like the love I have for chocolate and dogs and the Back to the Future movies, there's also love for others, love that gives without a thought of return. This might look like the flowers you sent a friend. This is waking up early to brew the coffee so that it's there waiting for someone else when they wake up. This is the kind of love St. Paul talked about, the one discussed at weddings. You know you've heard it before, the whole bit about love being patient and kind, not arrogant or boastful. The old saint teaches that real love isn't a sprint, it's an endurance race. Love is forged over time. It's never a spell that's cast. The founder of the Jesuits, Saint Ignatius of Loyola, offered a third and perhaps unusual definition of love, and that is love as the exchange of goods. Now, I will admit that this doesn't sound nearly as romantic as St. Paul's. I don't imagine couples will soon say in their vows, "I promise to be true so long as we both shall live and freely exchange goods with you." But then again, the year 2020 has eroded my ability to be surprised, so we will have to see. But the truth is, all of us constantly exchange goods. To prove this, I'll share a story from my neighborhood. My neighbors go away for some of the time every winter and several weeks each summer. And before they go, they always ask if I will clear their walk, keep an eye on the house, and gather the mail, and I do this happily. And upon return, they stop by to thank me, and they always give my family and me the most beautiful, thoughtful gifts. And then when we go away, these neighbors mow my lawn, clear the walks, and haul limbs just because. What's more, they do it with a smile, and then they invite us over for good food and wine and even better conversation from time to time. Saint Ignatius understood that this exchange of gifts is love too. But this love isn't just the exchanging of gifts and needs, if you really think about it. This kind of giving is an outward display of the inward joy we find in one another. It's not transactional. In fact, it's transformational. It's as if this giving and receiving provide an opportunity to find one another over and over again. All winter, I clear their sidewalks and gather mail. But as I'm doing this, I tend to think about them, which makes me eager for their return to hear stories and laughter brought back from a warmer region of the world. The magic of this is that they're thinking about me too, and I know it, because they prove it with a gift every single time. In other words, this giving and receiving says, "Welcome home, dear friend." To me, this kind of love is more than actions. It's a disposition. It's a choice about how to live. Giving and receiving like patience and kindness can be love. And fatherhood certainly demands that much be given. For me, it served as a masterclass in proving just how powerless I am. It's shown me no matter how much I might desire, the world doesn't revolve around me. It never has, and it never will. And here's a personal example to prove this point. Each night my family gathers for dinner, and my daughter begins by telling me that I am not allowed to talk about church or any adult stuff. Of course, this is a childlike demand, but it gives me pause. When she started saying this, I was frustrated, and I considered telling her about the kinds of things I heard from a lot of adults when I was a kid, things about being quiet and letting adults do the talking. But instead of recreating the dinner tables of my childhood, I decided to pray about it. In my devotions, I stumbled upon the advice of the psalmist, whose ancient wisdom claims that the glory of creation is sung not by the mouths of adults, but instead is sung in the praises of children and infants. Perhaps this is why the Rabbi Jesus told his congregation that heaven has nothing to do with what you believe, but rather with your ability to be childlike. By my lights, being childlike has everything to do with curiosity. It's about laughter. It's about holding the people you love. It's about discovery, and it's about disappointment. It's about learning how small you are compared to the bigness of the world. It's about learning how to share and coming to terms with loss and the pain that comes along with it. Spiritual teachers from all faiths say the same thing. Authentic spirituality is essentially learning to let go. It's about resisting the desire for more and learning to appreciate less. And this is harder than it seems. And I know this because I fail every day. The mystic Meister Eckhart said, "The spiritual life is more about subtraction than it is addition." A goodly portion of fatherhood has been about subtracting myself and learning to let go. You see, I can easily recall the moment I saw my daughter for the first time. I remember that she screamed something awful, and that holding her for the first time was like a Sunday unto itself. I remember how fragile she felt, and how I'd check on her multiple times a night just to make sure she was breathing. I'd tiptoe into her room and put my hand on her belly just to feel it rise and fall. I remember the first steps and dropping her off at preschool and the time she tripped on a sidewalk and chipped her two front teeth. For me, fatherhood has many memories and just as many meanings. But I suppose that's as it should be. After all, the tiny thing that needed her mom or me for everything is now 4 feet 7 inches tall and growing and can do most everything on her own, and the thing she can't, she sure as heck doesn't stop from trying. But those first years of my daughter's life, when I held her in her total dependence, reminded me that every person on this planet ever came into this world helpless save the generosity of people who cared for them. The thing is, without fatherhood, I'd miss all the dinners spent talking about Narnia or asking Alexa if dogs can eat blueberries or why they have whiskers. I'd likely have missed coming to terms with how powerless I am to protect her or anyone from most of the world's evils. For me, fatherhood has been an invitation to get out of my head and subtract myself, as Eckhart advised. It turns out that every night, sitting at the head of the dinner table, complete with the world's most expensive fruit-eating habit, is a gift I've been given in the form of a child, someone who I get to watch grow into a person with her own wants and needs and interest and sense of humor and dinner table demands. And over time, the needs of infancy and desires of childhood have transformed into demands for freedom, freedom to be who she wants, freedom to rebel, freedom to become the person she's meant to. I just didn't know that rebellion would happen at 8 and a half. My once golden words are now yesterday's news. Alexa, my daughter reminds me, is smarter than I am. But the only way my daughter will grow into who she's meant to be is if I'm brave enough to let go when the time is right, so that she can walk into all the demands of freedom on her own terms. It is said that authentic religion, like childhood, isn't ultimately about rebellion. It's about freedom. Authentic religion is about freedom, and it's about the ability to recognize that our thoughts and feelings need not be the center of every conversation. Authentic religion is about learning that our thoughts and feelings are not the center of the universe. For me, fatherhood contains a religious demand that we learn to let our egos get out of the way. If I wanted to, I could let my ego keep a ledger of all the stuff and lessons I've paid for, the meals I've cooked that were complained about, or the Disney movies I've had to watch. But love is about giving and receiving. Love is a disposition and a state of mind. And it is our choice to have a disposition of love that makes love possible in the first place. Sure, I can compile a ledger and I've known parents who've done just that. But instead, if I'm faithful to the gift of fatherhood, I can say the truth, which is that I have no idea why you became my child, but somehow you did, and it's wonderful. I can say what I really feel, which is that having you in my life feels as if someone gave me a gift I never knew how much I wanted. Nobody is happy getting only what they want, and nobody is happy giving all the time either. True love is a balance. It's giving and it's receiving. Fatherhood, like friendship, like faith, like church, like a good surprise, is an exchange. But it is this exchange of gift and giftedness that makes love possible. And so, dear friends, let go and give. Amen, and happy Father's Day. You're welcome to sing Spirit of Life with us now. Reach out with your hearts, and may the truth that sets us free, and the hope that never dies, and the love that casts out fear lead us forward together until the day spring breaks and all shadows flee away.